It's 8:19. Joining us on the show this morning for our North Shore feature, it's Tiffany Smith. She is the education director of Hartley Nature Center, and she is tasked with the wonderful job of getting kids enjoying nature and getting them outside to enjoy nature, and particularly over the summer. Tiffany, thank you so very much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Great to have you on the line. So tell me a little bit about the programs, and you've got some summer camps for kids this summer also. Talk a little bit about the things that you do to get kids outdoors and interested. And you start with some really little kids, don't you?
We do. Our youngest campers are 3 years old, and we have some three-day-long camps for those little ones. And then we have three-hour camps from ages 4 through 12, and some of the 10 to 12-year-olds even have all-day camps. So the things that they're doing when they come to Hartley Park is playing in the dirt. They might be doing art with nature supplies like sticks and leaves and that sorts of things, trekking through Tisha Creek, learning about survival, fishing, reptiles and amphibians, all sorts of different topics throughout the summer.
Kids that young are really open to everything, aren't they? I mean, they're not like, oh, I'm going to get dirty, or oh, a reptile or a frog is scary, or...
Absolutely. If they see a puddle, it's definitely they get drawn right in to go in there and to splash a little bit and to make a mess. And they also really enjoy having some dramatic play with, it could be something like a palette, and they turn it into a kitchen or a house. And their imaginations can run wild with whatever is out there that they can play with.
Now, what about some of the older kids? What sorts of things are they learning?
Some of the older kids are learning about skills for being outdoors, so just kind of some basic stuff like how to layer and carrying water and food with you everywhere they go. There's a week-long Girls in the Outdoors camp where the girls will go canoeing and hiking and spend a night camping out. They also can learn about geocaching. We even have a program on night owls. So they'll be, again, spending an evening out and learning about all those raptors that are active in the evenings.
Oh, what fun. It sounds grand. You can always tell when you're with a kid that they're really enjoying the moment, that they're really having a blast in the moment. But how do you know as an educator that you've instilled something that's kind of going to stick with them?
Well, I think one clue that we have been able to teach them something that sticks is the next time we see them, their faces light up and they say, "Hey, do you remember me? I was here this time and this is what we learned." And they have all these details from a visit from a year ago or something. So that's really fun. Also, when they tell their moms and dads and brothers and sisters and friends about what they were doing here, we can tell that the things that they're doing and what they're learning about really does stick with them.
What do you think is the most important thing in your mind for the kids to take forward into their everyday lives once their folks pick them up, either at the end of the day or at the end of the camp?
I think just a comfort for being outdoors and a love for being outside is really the key with especially those younger kids, that the more comfortable they are being outside and the more desire they have to be out in nature is so important. And then as they grow up and they learn more about what those particular tree species and bird species are, that all comes later. And then as they get even older, then they have this fond memory of their time growing up outdoors. Then they can be the next protectors and stewards of these natural places.
Tiffany, what great work you're doing there. And thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
Tiffany Smith is the Education Director at the Hartley Nature Center, and she joined us this morning as our guest for North Shore. Funding for this program is provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.